Lee's army was wounded, and there were no reinforcements to rescue him. The fighting that day brought 1,360 rebel prisoners to the Yankee stockades Patrick had erected east of the Leicester House. From that huge pool, Babcock discovered POWs from 100 different Confederate regiments and from every brigade in Lee's army, except for the four brigades of Pickett's division. This was more important information for Meade. In the 2 days of fighting at Gettysburg, Lee had used almost his entire infantry, but not Pickett's division, the smallest in his army. It was bringing up Lee's rear and represented the only reinforcement of fresh troops he had for the battle. Babcock labored to write his important report, which was forwarded to Butterfield. The task was made more difficult by the fact that Sharp's deputy had been slightly wounded during the day. July 2nd ended with an ear-splitting artillery duel between the two sides. Meade and his staff rode along the lines at Cemetery Ridge, finally stopping in an open field for a limp celebration when they learned their men had successfully beaten back all the rebel attacks and punished the enemy severely for launching them. Meade would say only, "It is all right now." For how long, he did not know. By nightfall, the two sides stood bloodied and exhausted at much the same positions they had started from in the morning, along the arc from Culp's Hill to Little Round Top. The guns fell silent. Bobbing lights from the lanterns of stretcher bearers collecting the dead and wounded added to the illumination of the near full moon. Each side's pickets left the stretcher bearers alone to accomplish their grim work. A dozen generals rode up to the Leicester House, tied their horses to a white picket fence along its front, and tromped inside for a war council Meade had called. The hot, cramped house, which had only a bed, a table, and a few chairs in its front room, reeked of cigar smoke and body odor from men too long without baths, now crammed inside it. Unsure his army could take another brutal day like the one that just ended, Meade had summoned Sharp to his headquarters before the war council convened. He asked his spymaster for any more details he might have on Babcock's important report that the only reserve Lee had was Pickett's small division. Sharp left and quickly found Babcock, who said the report still stood, except for minor updates, which the colonel scribbled on notepaper. A small Confederate cavalry unit still had not been used, and Pickett's division had now arrived. It was bivouacked and ready to go into action tomorrow morning.